This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stand as bipartisan Senate negotiators work on a deal to boost border enforcement measures in exchange for Ukraine aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise. That would leave Congress with no clear path toward approving the White House's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other security needs. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans have a choice. Either help solve the problem
or, you know, get in the way and score political points.
Johnson's insisted a House-passed immigration bill is the actual solution, though it had zero Democratic support and has virtually no chance in the Senate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. The Houthis also struck a British vessel. The attack Friday on the USS Kearney marks the latest by the rebels amid their campaign against ships traveling through the Red Sea and surrounding waters. Those assaults have disrupted global trade amid Israel's war on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. military central command said no one was hurt in the attack, nor was the Kearney damaged. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari did not acknowledge the Kearney attack, but claimed a missile attack on a commercial vessel that set it ablaze. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A jury in New York is awarding an additional $83.3 million to columnist E. Jean Carroll in her defamation case against former President Donald Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Carroll smiled as the verdict was read. Donald Trump had left the building by then in his motorcade. Last year, a jury awarded Carroll $5 million, saying she was sexually abused by Trump at a department store in New York and then defamed by claims she made it up. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, urged jurors in her closing argument to punish Trump enough that he would stop a steady stream of public statements, smearing her client as a liar and a whack job. In a statement, Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous. Alina Haba is his attorney.
He took the stand. He abided by the rules of this corrupt system that I have seen. We will immediately appeal.
Trump was shaking his head vigorously as Carroll's attorney spoke and suddenly walked out of the courtroom in a huff. He later returned. I'm Ed Donahue.
Venezuela's highest court has upheld a ban on the presidential candidacy of Maria Corina Machado, a longtime government foe whose opposition faction is backed by the United States. The ruling Friday was a slap at an agreement last year between President Nicolas Maduro's administration and the opposition aimed at having free elections in Venezuela. The deal led to the U.S. easing economic sanctions against Maduro's government. Machado was a former lawmaker who won the opposition's independently run presidential primary in October with more than 90% of the vote. Her victory came despite the government announcing a 15-year ban on her running for office just days after she formally entered the race in June. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay has recommended 23-year sentences for two detainees in connection with the 2002 Bali attacks. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The recommended 23-year sentences follow guilty pleas earlier this month by longtime Malaysian detainees Mohamed Farik bin Amin and Mohamed Nazir bin Lep. Both deny any role or advanced knowledge in the Bali bombings that killed 202 people. But they admitted conspiring over time with Jamaah Islamiyah, the extremist group responsible for the bombings. The two are among 780 detainees brought to military detention at Guantanamo under the George W. Bush administration's war on terror following the September 11th attacks. There have been only a handful of convictions over the years. I'm Norman Hall.
On Friday, Utah's Republican-controlled legislature passed a measure that requires people to use bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools and government-owned buildings that match their sex assigned at birth. Under the measure, trans people can defend themselves against a complaint they used an improper bathroom by proving they have undergone gender-affirming surgery and changed their sex on their birth certificate. The legislation also requires public schools to create, quote, privacy plans for transgender students and others that may not be comfortable using group bathrooms. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.